Journey to Pentecost, Week 7, Day 118, May the 18th, 2024. Make it right. The scripture today comes from Acts, the second chapter, verses 34 through 39. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus, whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the disciples, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Devotion. At the point of conviction, I'm reminded of a point in my career where I was forced to make a decision about my integrity or protect the person who was accusing me of wrongdoing. I was forced to resign from my position because I wasn't willing to lie about a situation. It wasn't long after that incident, the person who was spreading lies about me came to me to apologize for her part in what happened. I accepted her apology, and we are friends today. No, it wasn't a crucifixion, but it was a death. You see, the people who cried out, Crucify him, crucify him, were the same people who realized they had made a huge mistake and wanted to know what they could do to make it right. Peter's message to them was, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Peter had to go high as they went low. Peter knew they were guilty for what they did to Jesus, but the promise of redemption was for them as well. Peter had compassion for their souls. This experience is an example of what we should do as believers when people wrong us. We must forgive, offer Christ, and live in peace with all men. As we're getting closer to the day of Pentecost, let us remember why Jesus died. It wasn't just for the Jews, but it was for the Gentiles too. Those who were not born Jews. We are Gentiles, and we have a right to the cross as well. Prayer. Lord, thank you for showing us what mercy and grace look like. Thank you for the example of true forgiveness and for not holding our sins against us and giving us the right to righteousness through your death. In Jesus' name, amen.